The following program is brought to you in living color.
To Homeland! Stop! In our country we have great tradition. Change glasses.
Change glasses.
To homeland.
Stop! In our country, we have a custom. We always change glasses, too.
Now, everybody drink.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you didn't want to know about wine. For those of you who were so brave and tuned into last week's show, we are continuing along those great lines. Last week, of course, we had Jerome Jandon. He is the International Director for Tattinger. We also had a studio full of our peanut gallery, including some of the great minds in the food and beverage business. Well, we decided we were having a great time. We're going to carry on the party. And so that's exactly what we did. For those of you who did listen to last week's show, thank you for tuning in again. You're brave. For those of you who missed last week's show, we encourage you to check it out on the website, winecrush.com. And while you are on that website, you can see wonderful videos of the actual show being made. You can also check out what we promised you was going to be up there. Yes, Jerome was going to savor a bottle of champagne. That's going to be coming up at the top of the next segment. But right now, of course, we have to refamiliarize you with everyone in the room. Of course, Jerome, say hello again.
Thanks. Hello, Laura. Thanks for inviting me again.
Yes, and for our listeners, just remember, I have allowed a Frenchman into the studio with a sword. So it has been a touch and go up until this point, but right now there's been no bloodshed and everyone seems to be intact. And of course, we do have over on the far right, Peter.
A pleasure to be here.
Of course, this is Peter Grills. He is with the Ballantine Hotel. We have Gary Oikemus, which some of our erstwhile listeners will remember as the occasional guest host.
Laura, good to be here as always.
Good to have you here. And we have our mystery guest, Frank. Frank, would you like to say some words?
Yes, thank you very much, Laura. It's great to be here with Jerome. And just like the movie said, are you for scuba?
Okay, we are definitely off to the high point. We have had fun with this. And, of course, Kent's even joining in the battle. He has decided he absolutely adores Jerome and wants to keep him permanently.
I think he's the only person we've ever had in the room who can handle you.
Well, you're not brave enough to step from behind the glass.
I hide behind the glass. Yes, exactly.
And he is sitting right here. Well, of course, we are talking about champagne, and it was interesting. I got challenged in the hall. Because after all, I am the Chardonnay guzzling, sipping, drinking, IVing diva. And people are saying, well, Laura, you're betraying your roots. How can you possibly drink all this champagne and talk about champagne and still be loyal to Chardonnay? So, Jerome, I'm going to start by asking you a question. How is champagne made?
A blend of three grapes, Pinot Noir, well known now. Thanks, Hollywood, for once you're useful. Second, Chardonnay. So you're not wrong to drink champagne.
Exactly.
For once, I have to admit, I have to support you.
Oh, well,
and third, Pinot Meunier, that the third, you know, grape which grows in Champagne, and the second, which is a red grape. Those three grapes must be blended to produce a non-vintage Brut Champagne.
So two red grapes and a white grape.
Correct.
The next question I'm sure our listeners may have is most champagne that you see in the glass, of course, is that beautiful, oh, great yellow honeyed Chardonnay color. How can that possibly be when there's red grapes in this blend?
I love when you say honey like that. That's get sexy. to answer to your question, because any kind of grape, whatever the color, give you the same white juice.
Okay, fair enough.
It's a skin contact with a red, which gives you the color rosé or red you have in still wine like Napa or Bordeaux.
So since we're talking about Tattinger, everyday Tattinger Brut, the house style, what is the blend on that? Is that mostly Chardonnay? Is it Pinot Noir?
Correct. We are the Chardonnay Champagne. We are the family who promote the Chardonnay, and it's 40% Chardonnay in this not vintage.
Well, that explains why Tattinger is my favorite.
Voila.
At least for this week.
So those who are just criticizing, so teasing you, are totally wrong.
For a change. I like that. Okay, so as we sit and think about champagne, we talked about in the last week's show that it's only for special occasions, but this week's show we're going to try and get into more specifics, and we're going to talk a little bit more about champagne, how it's made, how it's fostered. We did have a running joke in the last show about how big champagne is, and we talked about, finally got around to the point, that it's about 87,000 acres. Gary had suggested it was the size of Manhattan, which I do appreciate. But in actuality, I have had a report from the Peanut Gallery that 87,000 acres is about the size of one cattle ranch in Texas. So there we go. That was kind of our answer. And of course, as always, we encourage you to call in and correct us all the time when we're wrong. That's Kent's job. You can reach him at 877-4-CRUSH-1. He is great at that part of this. Also, once again, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com for any email, any questions, or anything you might want to know about champagne or anything else. Well, we have a very interesting opportunity coming up at the top of the next segment. Jerome is kind enough to have brought his knife all the way from France to actually saber a bottle. And what this means is that we're going to let this Frenchman loose with a knife and a champagne bottle. So we're going to let him have a blade, which is roughly serrated. We're going to let him have glass that's under pressure, and we're going to put him together with some of my favorite friends and, of course, myself. So as we get close to that top of that segment, just remember how much I have enjoyed talking with you over the years. Keep in mind, we're coming up on our 100th show, and I certainly would like to make it. But if I don't, just remember, as always, drink what you like, not what you're told. Jerome, you're not here to hurt anybody, are you?
No.
No?
Nobody tells me what I like, what I drink, and especially when I should drink. So it's a country of freedom. Drink whenever you want.
I like that. Is there a set time that champagne is good to drink?
Oh, yeah. Before dinner and after dinner to please the ladies. And after a great night, if you see what I mean, you've got rosé for breakfast.
Rosé for breakfast has definitely
exactly.
helped me out on many, many mornings.
And when you drink rosé for breakfast in the hotels, you know what's happening?
What?
The ladies look at you in such a way that you call the front desk for a late checkout.
As you can see, our Frenchman is certainly showing his colors. Well, as we get closer to the top of the next segment, we are going to take, like I said, your phone calls, but also we are going to get adventurous. And I've got to ask Jerome this question. You were talking about the hotels. You're talking about what time to drink champagne. What do you think of mimosas? You talked about the morning. You talk about people mixing orange juice with champagne. How do you feel about that?
As long as they drink my stuff, I don't care. Business is business. I'm French, not stupid. But if you want to talk in
That's
the classical
debatable.
Way, of course, champagne is, it talks by itself, you know. It would be a pity for me. But, you know, I'm a classical way. But again, really feel comfortable. If people like it only with, you know, a kind of orange juice or whatever, or, you know, we used to drink, it was on my parents' generation, the favorite cocktail, which is like Kir Royal. The Royal.
Do what?
Kir Royal.
Okay.
That means a raspberry juice concentrated, a little bit sweet, mixed with a glass of champagne.
Oh.
And that was, of course, a rosé color. And it was a little bit, I would say, not sweet, but softer than the regular Brut. And the ladies love that. And it's still a kind of a upscale glass for cocktail.
All right. Another way to drink and enjoy your champagne. Well, we're going to take a small break right here, and we are all going to venture outside, and I'm sure we will have some interesting things to report when we return.
For pictures, videos, show recaps, and more, become a fan of Wine Crush Radio Group on Facebook.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-542-6751. 1-800-542-6751. 1-800-542-6751.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your Chardonnay sipping diva. And I just can't express to you, for the first time ever, I wish this was a TV show and it wasn't a radio show. I realize I had the face for radio, but this was truly a unique experience. At the break, we all stepped outside, and because sabering can be a little bit dangerous, anytime you do get a saber and you get a bottle of wine under pressure, there is opportunity for mishaps. But we all took the time to step outside of the studio, and in front of a group of about 15, Jerome took his saber and took a bottle of Tattinger Prelude champagne, and with one perfect smooth movement, managed to take the top off that bottle. For our listeners, I encourage you go to the website, winecrush.com, to see this absolutely amazing event. But Jerome, I have to ask you, explain sabering. Where does this come from? What's the tradition?
So the tradition comes from Napoleon the First battles. The light cavalry didn't have any protection and were facing, you know, an assault, the infantry of the enemy, and had a lot of casualties. So having said that, of course, after each battle, just to commemorate their bodies who died on the battlefield, they were sabering with a long saber, a little bit curvy, for those who remember or have a picture in their mind. And, of course, they had ladies' parties. And each time I saber, like I told you, you know, above champagne, it's really important that I remember for that reason any kind of soldier, any kind of uniform, you know, on the battlefield. For the sacrifice, and it's more than fun. It's a kind of a really respect to them.
And in respect for that, at this moment, we'd like to replay for you how it sounded.
Home run, as I believe here, yes.
Home run, as I can, definitely being there, what, 38 feet, Jerome?
Yeah, I mean, 38 feet, 12.5 meters. I mean, just translate in feet, I get
Once
lost.
Again, the Frenchman going back to the metric. And for you, you can actually see his fancy knife that he used to do this.
Saber, I'm going to kill you.
That's fine. Hey, see, we have officially been threatened by the French. That means at some point they're going to throw their weapons down and run off, but that's neither here nor
but,
there.
But, you know, you've said, you know, that you are a democracy and you just keep out of a royalty, correct? You
correct.
Said that previously. And now you criticize me because I come back to metric. But your inches and things, you know, come from the Brits monarchy. It doesn't sound like a democracy, which try to came out of monarchy.
That's
it should
true.
Be metric.
But true, at least they speak the right language over with the Brits. So we have progress there. Okay, we're going to get back on point after the savoring and, of course, relax and enjoy, but talk a little bit more about champagne. And actually, I have a question for you. We were talking about the idea of luxury, and, of course, Hattinger owns an amazing property in California that's one of my favorites. Domaine Carneros, Eileen Crane does an exceptional job.
Correct.
But I think all of us here at some point have enjoyed the rosé that Eileen makes, probably to excess. But Do Frenchmen drink sparkling wine? Does Domaine Carneros go over to France?
No, because first of all, it's so popular here that we almost sell out everything in North America. So thank you, USA. Thank you, guys. And second, we've got sparkling wine since a long time. You know, Cramant from Alsace. We've got in the Loire Valley as well some great sparkling wine. So we've got enough, you know, locally, and we drink so much. Just want to give you numbers, you know. Champagne, old Champagne vineyard, I mean, it's not a secret, produce around 375 million bottles per year for such a tiny vineyard. And the French drink 100 million. We are 62 million people.
Good Lord.
When you think on 62, you got like at least 20 million people below 16 years old, because for us it's 60, it's not 21.
It's 112 million bottles y'all drink in France.
Only. And we're like 40 million able legally to drink. And we still drink Calvados, Cognac, Armagnac, Bordeaux, Burgundy, and so on. And Alsace. Don't forget the Alsace. I love so much Alsace wine, Riesling, Gewürztraminer, and so on. It's insane. Sorry.
Well, maybe they all just have the habit that you do. Actually, you don't consume that much. You just keep wasting it in your bathtub.
You don't waste in your bathtub. That's all right. A great cause.
All right. Fair enough. But just keep in mind for our listeners, Domaine Carneros is part of the great Tattinger house. Tattinger has 7 different marks. Would you explain what a mark is and what we're talking about?
Yes. Long story short, because I don't want to bother anybody, you've got the regular, not vintage brut, which is the most popular because the most accessible matter of price of champagne, called Brut La Française. After you got the Brut Prestige Rosé, which is a non-vintage rosé brut. It's a brut champagne as well. And I would like just to precise that rosé, it's not sweet. It's not the damn white Zinfandel you had during the 70s. I've been told that after many years I've keep asking everybody. So pink champagne or rosé champagne, as we say, never was, is not, never will be sweet.
No, pink champagne is safe to drink. It's not the stuff you see in those bad saucer glasses and you drink out of a shoe.
Exactly. And remember, pink champagne or rosé champagne makes me the lady say not no anymore, but maybe. So drink it, gentlemen, trust me. And the French are good only in 2 things, ladies and champagne. But so on, you know, after that, what is important
well, that,
in
that
life.
Well, that's pretty much all you're talking about. So can we get back on point? What other champagnes do you
I
make,
I love
Jerome?
That when you try to be efficient. The third one is a Brut Millésime or vintage. Millésime means vintage. In champagne, we do vintage champagne when we want, not every year like wine. So it's important to know that right away, it's 5 or 6 steps above the not vintage. For which reason? Because normally champagne houses choose the best harvest or the best, most exceptional years to produce a vintage champagne. After that, you've got the Grand Cru. Grand Cru sounds familiar to those who love wine like Burgundy or Bordeaux. It's a small part of the vineyard, less than 9% Only Pinot Noir and Chardonnay can be Grand Cru, the best quality of the grapes. Through centuries, we know Mother Nature gives to those lots, you know, the best, whatever the harvest gives.
So it's like Grand Cru like we know from Burgundy, exactly.
Exactly.
When you talk about a Burgundy Grand Cru, it's the same AOC, it's the same laws, same regulations, same everything for a Grand Cru champagne.
I would say kind of. You know, I don't want to go too much in details
okay,
and regulation,
fair enough.
But that means the same. Yeah,
okay.
You're right. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
That means the same, yeah.
No, I'm sorry, what did you say before that?
I said, I don't want, what? I forgot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said I was right.
No.
Please continue.
He did.
Hey, he did? I thought he stepped into that.
That's why, dear ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't guess, you know, what you was asking me. So to come by the subject, and after you got the tiniest part or the smallest part of the production of champagne, which we call tête de cuvée or the head of the line.
The head of the lion?
Yeah. Of the line,
L-I-N-E. Okay.
Each champagne house has a line. I just mentioned for Tanger.
Okay.
You can do Moët Chandon, Veuve Clicquot, Paul Roger, Bollinger is the same. They have different type of champagne to the top.
So like Dom is, obviously Moët and Chandon's called Dom Pérignon. Yeah,
exactly. Louise Roderer calls Cristal.
Cristal.
Veuve Clicquot calls La Grande Dame.
Does Tattinger's Tête de Cuvée have a special name?
Yes. Comte de Champagne.
Comte de Champagne.
Comte de Champagne. So
okay.
You got the Blanc de Blanc, which means 100% Chardonnay. You got the Rosé. Voila. We made everything. And after you got the tiny part of Champagne, we call it Sec, which means S-E-C, dry, which means a little bit more sugar in the dosage.
That is actually something I want to get into in the next segment, because I think one of the reasons people stay away from Champagne, and gentlemen, I don't know if you agree with me or not, it's confusing. For the simple reason, you sit down, you look at a bottle. Americans, of course, I'm sure you'll swear that we've ruined it. But you see Brut, you see Extra Dry, you see Demi-Sec, you see Sec. And these are not really words that the general American populace is familiar with. I have a good girlfriend. She was calling, talking about champagne. She was all excited. She picked up a bottle of Extra Dry, and she thought it was going to be a drier style, and she got it home, and it was sweet.
Yes.
So in the next segment, I do want you to explain how that happens and why the labeling is like such.
And first, I totally agree. It's really confusing. It's not logical. It's French. I'm sorry, but it's so true. When you call dry, it means a little bit sweeter, which is the opposite of what means dry. Yeah, definitely. So demi-sec, for everybody, is the sweetest you can find. Sec is a little bit below. Brut is a general, name, to just explain, I would say, a medium dosage of sugar we inject in the bottle with the yeast to make what we call the secondary fermentation, the effervescence.
Okay.
And zero brut, it's almost no dosage. Really, really dry, but in the real meaning of dry.
Those are some of my favorite. All right, we're going to take a small break right here, but when we return, we'll hear questions from you and, of course, more from Jerome after this.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up,
I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash. I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest
trail. When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
a
sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I
want
to be
a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. I paid more than the minimum each month, and soon enough, it was gone.
So you're just giving up?
Giving up on what?
The life of luxury. Egyptian cotton, caviar Thursdays, designer everything.
What are you talking about?
Our plan. What happened to winning the lottery and mastering the art of the perfect mimosa? Hosting galas, wearing enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacationing in the French Riviera, and then buying it.
I just thought maybe it was time to prepare for my future. You know, set some financial goals, make some smart investments, open a 401k.
Financial goals? Investments? A 401k? You are horrifying right now. Listen, if winning the lottery were easy, everyone would do it.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay-sipping diva. And, of course, today we are taking a diversion, and we are talking and sipping on some champagne to get an idea for this great beverage. And, of course, we have Jerome Gendin. He is joining us today, and I am butchering his name. I warned earlier I was going to call him JJ, and it's just safer at this point that we're going to nickname him. But in all sincerity, we have talked around champagne. We've talked about the bottle. We've seen how to savor a bottle. We've talked about sizes and regions. But for most people, we haven't hit on the most perfect idea. I know that my perfect beverage, whether I'm having a steak, whether I'm having macaroni and cheese, fried chicken, or even an egg dish, champagne matches everything for me. But people are kind of concerned. Obviously, we're trying to get away of champagne being a special occasion beverage, but what exactly do we serve it with? What do we do? Frank, I know that you do a lot of champagne dinners. How do you integrate that into what you do?
Well, it's funny that you say that, Laura. One of my favorite ways to drink champagne is at the movies with popcorn. the saltiness of the popcorn goes really well with the acidity of champagne. And that's the good thing about champagne, that it's a wine, and we do need to call it a wine because it is a wine. And it's a great wine to pair with great foods, sushi, lobster, chocolate, strawberries, desserts. And again, it's a big diversity of foods that can go with champagne.
I have made it a lifelong quest to try and find any food that won't go with champagne, and I have yet to find one. Jerome, is there anything that does not pair with champagne?
Nothing. The best for me is to pair with a lady, but that's personal.
You are going to have to focus. We're going to get you off the women for a little bit. Please, get on track. Come on, sweetheart.
I'm born French. I cannot.
Yes, I know.
It's the French charm.
It's the French charm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll work on that. Peter, during the break, we were kind of laughing about the idea of drinking champagne. Why do you drink champagne? What's the main reason?
It's one of those, you know, you've talked about celebrations and you've talked about special occasions, but from personal experience, it makes you smile. I mean, whether it's, I don't know if it's the popping of the cork, if it's the, you know, the bubbles that are in it, whatever it is, it just, if you're in a bad mood, it puts you in a good mood.
Does it make you bubbly, Peter?
It doesn't make me bubbly. It makes me happy.
Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind. Next time you and I have to have a discourse, I'll make sure I bring a bottle of champagne with me.
I think Peter has got a job.
I think, Peter, he does. Gary, I know that you're a huge champagne fan. You've done some dinners. You've done some events. What is one of your favorite pairing or something unique you may have done with champagne?
Well, you've got classic things that you can go ahead and put with champagne. You know, one of the best things to do is have some oysters and champagne. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do with oysters, and there's a lot of things you can do with champagne. And I love the idea of some of the classic pairings, but I agree with some of the comments that we've made here. It is the universal beverage. Everybody talks about who's in the wine industry. If you're going to be stranded on an island, what's the one beverage that you want? And the one beverage that I've always stated was champagne. It had to be champagne.
Okay, Gary's going from a mountaintop to an island.
Yes, I know. For those of you listening, please understand that Gary is counting down the minutes till he's heading out on vacation. So please understand his mindset as we kind of move through this. So definitely looking at it, if you have an island, understand also for our loyal listeners, you'll remember that Gary tends to be the snob to the point where they get together and drink so much wine, they have to think of very abstract ways of looking at things. So instead of discussing the wine in the glass, they find arguments as to if you were stranded for the rest of your life, could only drink one beverage, and they'll talk for 6 hours about what it should be.
I know. It's an incredible conversation. We get into an existentialist philosophical discussion as to why you want to have that kind of beverage. Fascinating stuff.
Well, that's what brings it up. Obviously, my answer is and always will be champagne. I think one of the coolest examples of this I ever saw, and this was when I actually converted to the concept of champagne, about 18 years ago, there was a gentleman by the name of Mike Jones. He worked for a competitor of Tattinger. And he came into the market and he did a tasting actually at a local club. And what he did, instead of doing a really formal thing where you had oysters and Parmesan cheese and all the great pairings for champagne, he had us get Oreos. He had us get Triscuits. We had to get crackers and Tabasco sauce. And in any way, shape, or form, he mixed all four of those different items. And every time you took a sip of champagne, whether it was with the Tabasco, the saltines, the Triscuits, or the Oreos, everything you tasted after that was refreshing. Jerome, I think a lot of people who sincerely look at champagne as a food item, why does champagne clear your palate after every sip? Why does it make everything taste so much better?
The acidity. Open your palate, open your tiny cells you've got in your palate to just taste the food. I agree with what you said, you know, Tabasco especially. Any kind of a spicy food with champagne, it's rock and roll. It's great. Just great.
I think people have a hard time. We actually had a winemaker on that I asked him. I said, you know, you live in California, you like Mexican food, what do you pair with it? And he said beer. And I really thought I was going to come through the microphone. I think champagne is the perfect complement to Mexican food.
Okay, nobody's perfect.
No, that's true. Nobody's perfect, except for me. Remember, I'm working on that. That's why we're moving your knife a little bit further away from you.
Saber.
All right. But we are, sincerely, when you look at great combinations, champagne can make or break a dinner all the way through. Whether you're having beef, whether you're having asparagus, it does not matter. So for those of you who like to either start the evening with champagne or finish the evening with champagne, please understand you can drink it all the way through. No repercussions, no harm, no anything else.
I would like to just to add something. There is still a really deep perception on this market, North America, that champagne gives headache. And many people tell me that. So I would like just to precise two things. First of all, most of the people, consumer here, had their first kind of champagne experience in their buddy, best buddy wedding when they focus on the diamond, of course, because they want peaceful in their new couple. And second on the limo, and third on the location. And after stay $100 for, you know, to feed the thirstiness of 50 people or 200, so they get crap, local, sparkling wine, and everybody blame us after. Mamp, wrong answer. Get knowledge before you tell me that. Number two, Yeah, I'm a snobby French, but that's true.
The true and Frenchman people, is coming out.
Exactly, yeah, right. Exactly, because I'm picking on that. But I'm picking on that because I think people, like we all said, miss the point because of that and feel uncomfortable with champagne. But for the $35.99 in the shelf, you can have a great moment. You got five glasses. You can share it. Or you don't share it.
Share?
I mean, yeah, share. Yeah, no, it's not what you can understand. It's
you're
not,
wrong.
It's not in your dictionary. I understood that. But whatever, you share, you don't share, you enjoy it. But you become a prince just for 20 or 30 minutes of time to drink, you know, champagne like the royal family used to do. Now it's accessible to you. And again, how much do you pay a great bottle of wine? Whatever it is, local, Bordeaux, you know, Burgundy, I mean, New Zealand or Australian, at least $75 or $100. For $35, you got a great bottle of wine. And I agree with Peter, it's still a wine.
It absolutely is still a wine. On that note, we're going to take a small respite, but we will have more of the great champagne and French debate when we return.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is The Wine Crush.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
800-296-1294. 800-296-1294. 800-296-1294. Once again, that's 800-296-1294.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Call OnCall Pharmacy right now and save as much as $700. 800-884-7919. OnCall Pharmacy delivers the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Call OnCall Pharmacy now and take advantage of this special offer. 800-884-7919. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919.
Welcome back to The Catch Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabbyish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, gray-black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Make it inches. You then measurements, you know, and get lost. Yeah, it's pretty well.
This is The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and all I can say to you out there is I hope you are having half as much fun as we are today in the studio. We have the international director from Tattinger, Mr. Jerome Jeandon, in the station. And, of course, we have our peanut gallery relaxing and enjoying. Well, we have covered most of the aspects of Champagne, but I do want to touch on something real quick. The one thing I want to touch on is Jerome mentioned at the end of the last segment, talking about the fact that a lot of people's first experience with Champagne was at a wedding, where people were trying to find something where they could satisfy 50 people and make them happy. Well, obviously, it gets expensive when you look at things like that, because people tend to think of bottles at a time. I need 750s. I need small bottles. I need to get this many bottles out of a glass. Champagne was actually one of the pioneers of what we call large format bottles in the business. And what's great, even though you enjoy the different size in your 750, it's great for one person, there are other options. Jerome, explain the different bottle sizes, the naming, and all the fun stuff behind that for our listeners.
I love you just mentioned a 750 for one person. Are you looking for a job? I love you.
Sweetie, I already have one. That's why you're here.
Okay, the different size, after the 750, we call it Magnum. Magnum means 1.5 liters, so 2 750.
You realize this is the only time I'm going to get you, it lets you get away with the metric system.
Yes.
Okay.
You have to. That's
yes,
why.
I have to.
So you have to, yeah, just to surrender for once. And
but the French are so good at it, I know you'd identify it.
I don't know.
Please go ahead.
That's okay. That's why we sell you champagne, you know.
Fair enough.
We fake to surrender. We make more business. French, not stupid. So to come back to the subject, the Magnums, regarding experience, it's the best size for the best quality.
Why?
No idea.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Did you say no idea?
No idea.
No idea.
No idea.
We have rubbed off on him now here in the South. It's idea.
You know, guys, stay away from focus.
You know, guys.
All right, speaking of which, focus.
You
know, let's
guys
get back
who
on
are
track.
Listening to me, to us, sorry, please support me because here they are really rude with me. Whatever, I like it as well. Okay,
Hush, let's come back.
Magnums, you know, to make long story short and seriously, we think that when we inject the yeast and the dosage of sugar to make the effervescence, you know, coming in the bottle, that's what the perfect, I would say, chemistry, you know, regarding the space. It's not because it's bigger, it's because it's Magnum.
Okay.
When you pour a Magnum of 750 of the same champagne, whatever is vintage, not vintage, for the same champagne house, to be fair, just behind the bar in the blind tasting, you will see it's day and night. Really.
Okay.
After you got the 3-liter double Magnum, but we call it a Jeroboam, not a double Magnum. After you got the 6 liters Methuselah, 9 liters Salmanazar, 12 liters Balthazar, 15 liters Nebuchadnezzar.
Now, it seems to me champagne, you know, we all laugh about it. Actually, Geary came up with one of the best little mnemonic devices ever to remember the different size bottles. Chances are, if I reminded him of it right now, he could never name the bottles, but just remove my socks before Nookie was his way of remembering all the different sizes of bottles. But it seems to me, doesn't champagne have a different size bottle than what we usually expect from still wine?
No, different name.
Okay.
And the still one have sometime 4.5 liters.
Okay.
That's, they call Rehoboam.
There we go.
We had that in Champagne the old time. We don't have it anymore. But that's true. But most of the time it's the same, I would say, volume, but different name.
So these are great for people who want to do the parties. Obviously, this is great for large events when you're at restaurants, when you're at hotels, when you're at the house. My question for you, even me with my experience in the wine business, I'm sitting here and I'm staring at a 3-liter of champagne. I think it's an amazing way to serve wine, to sell wine. Get your hands off my bottle. Past that, it's very difficult to pour. Is there a trick to this? Is there something our listeners can do to learn how to pour this bottle? Because once we get past 3 liters, get to 6 liters, get to 15 liters, I can't even pick the bottle up.
Okay. I would say until 6 liters, it's possible. After it starts to be a challenge, I agree with you. So normally in a hotel or a country club, I would say a decent one, they have a chart or like I would say a special display just to carry it and to pour it. I would say it's not the biggest challenge. The biggest challenge is to uncork it.
Really?
Yes. I mean, try. Normally, the right way to uncork a bottle of champagne is to stock the cork and you turn the bottle. You never turn the cork, otherwise you can break it. And it's still dangerous, and you have a piece, and you come with a cork opener, and it sounds like Beaujolais and not really champagne, and you look like a little bit ridiculous.
Yes, and we've seen you with your knife. You know you're dangerous.
No. Saber. Please. Those who listen to us, just call and complain. She called that a knife. What a pity. So to come back to the large bottles, I would say yes. To open a 12 or 15 liters, it has been a challenge. And recently, like Like a couple of weeks ago, I opened just before Christmas for a country club event, 10th anniversary, a 15 liters of Tétanger. It took me 20 minutes to open it because it was, of course, in a big cart with rolls, you know, with ice to be chilled enough. And if you stuck the cork and you turn the bottle and it's icy, it's slippy. So I couldn't do it. It was a nightmare. It was like, whoa, 20 minutes. When I opened it, it was like a standing ovation. So whatever. People are just confused and think that the big bottles are only for movies. But instead of buying, let's say, 10 cases, you know, buy a 15 liters. You've got 20 bottles in it, which means almost two cases of 12 packs, you know, in one bottle. It's huge. When are you going to have that if it's not in your wedding or your 10th or 20th anniversary or 50 years birthday? Go for it, guys. Life is short.
So what? Go for it. Buy a 15 liter, but good luck opening it. We'll send you Jerome.
I'm available. If one ladies are there, I'm available.
One of the things that we've done previously in weddings with large bottle formats, which bride and grooms really seem to like, is we'll do, whether it's a 3 liter or even larger, after they open the bottle and pour the bottle, we'll pass that bottle around to the guests that are there. Everybody signs it, and it's something that they can take home and remember for really the rest of their life.
Forever, yeah.
Yes.
And I think it's really touching. It's great.
It is always a brilliant memento to be able to do something like that. Well, we're going to take a small break here on The Crush. I know you're going to be sorry to see us go, but when we return, we'll wrap up the show and everything great that Jerome has told us.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-915-9734. 800-915-9734. That's 800-915-9734.
The IRS is the most feared agency in the world. You've heard ads from other companies offering to help taxpayers only if they owe over $10,000. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only tax firms in the country who understands that people who owe less than $10,000 need help just as badly. The IRS doesn't care how much money you owe. They'll still garnish your wages and even seize your assets. So whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now for your free tax consultation. If you qualify, we may even be able to reduce your tax debt down to a small fraction of what you owe. So don't wait until the IRS seizes your property and garnishes your wages. Call 800-856-1330 and get your tax problem resolved once and for all. That number again is 800-856-1330. 800-856-1330.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Last Sunday morning, the sunshine.
You're listening to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Loss, and your recently converted champagne-sipping diva. And once again, I just can't reiterate, I hope you've had as much fun as I have. These last 2 hours sitting here with such a great group of people and, of course, an amazing man. I have to admit, I'm going to tip my hat, at least to this Frenchman, and say it has been an absolute pleasure to have you in my studio and to have you here. So, toast to you and cheers, Jerome. You have almost saved the Frenchman's reputation.
You're going to make me blushing. Thank you.
I seriously doubt that. But on a serious note, Jerome, as our listeners start and think ahead about champagne, is there anything you'd like to say to everyone to leave with them about the concept or the aspect of champagne?
Yeah, we talk about many things. We had jokes, we had fun, and I hope that people who are listening to us, you know, enjoy. But I would go more on the moving and touching area. First of all, those who still doubt about, you know, when and how we should drink champagne, I always think about the people we used to love, and even we still love them, but they are not here anymore. And everybody had that in the family. And after the funeral, we're just thinking, all human beings, like, why shouldn't I spend time for this weekend? Why should I was, you know, or was I too busy to come over there? And it's too late. So let's think about those mistakes in the past we've made, and enjoying each minute, each second, each time we can have with our families, friends, whoever you think about. And let's drink to those first. And my last statement will be as from Normandy and not French, Normandy first. A couple of years ago, we know our administrations were not really close in France, but I do not care about administrations. I do care about people. And you have to understand one thing and never doubt about it. Whatever he has been told and whatever is going to be said in the future, and I hope not anymore. We've been really sad in Normandy, not pissed off, really sad, because Normandy, the 51st state of the United States forever and for obvious reasons, and whenever you come there, whenever you knock the door, whatever it's 3 a.m., you will have the door open. And I would like just to thank each of you, your grandparents, because without you, I wouldn't be alive, and I don't take it for granted. And I would like to thank you. Thank you again. And my mother at 14 years old had our French kiss with a GI. True story. And she loved it. And just from humility and from the heart, cheers to the United States.
Salute.
Salute.
Santé. Salute.
Voila.
Voila. Jerome, your sentiment, of course, is echoed by everybody in this room. But ultimately, when it comes to it, you add a great diversity to Tattinger. You add an amazing addition to the States, and we do welcome you.
Thank you, Laura.
So for the Wine Crush and all of our gallery here, as always, we remind you, sip socially, drink responsibly, drink what you like, not what you're told, and always, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.